Start your editor away, Northwest London, Monday, 31st August, Kaf Gimel Elul.
Tuesday,
31st August, Kaf Gimel Elul. Rabbi Dov Fisher, Heta Mechira or Issa Mechira. This week's Urim have been sponsored Lila Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda Menachem, Ben Rav Aaron, Yosef HaKohen, Zichrono Livracha.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Lovely to be back. Once again, Baruch Hashem. This time next week, Bez Hashem, we will have started a brand new year. Shnas Tovshin Pei Beis. We know it's going to be a Bez Hashem special year. The Shnas Hasheva, the year of Shemitah, is coming in once again. And as we know, it's a year full of Bracha, Bez Hashem. It's a year full of Kedusha. Extra Kedusha comes Derech Eretz Yisrael. All the Tavua which is grown there is imbued with extra Kedusha. And if anyone is zoicha over the course of the next year to go to Eretz Yisrael, and you find yourself in a supermarket, a Mahadran supermarket, and you go to the fruit and vegetable section, you'll notice there's many different signs. You know, these apples, Yivol Nochri, they were produce grown in the land belonging to a non-Jew. This is Yivol Chutz La'aretz, coming from Chutz La'aretz. These Oitz are based in, you may even find a sign, this is Heta Mechira. And depending on each sign, there's different halachas which apply. This we have to eat in a special way, this you can eat as usual, no problem. And the question one may ask himself is, what's the whole bother about? We see there's a concept of Heta Mechira, where the land is sold to a non-Jew for the whole year. And if the land is sold to a non-Jew, or if it produce grown on a non-Jewish land, doesn't have that Kedusha. Sell the land, we won't need to be so complicated, you know, from now, from January, you can't eat this, from February you have to eat, you know, this produce in a certain way. Sell the land, what's the whole deal? So Be'ez Hashem, we're going to shed some light on the whole rather controversial issue, B'siyata D'shmaya. We begin with Psukim Natoira. That in Parshas Ve'eschanon, Torah tells us, Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ki yivyacha Hashem Elokecha el ha'aretz. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring you to the land, to Eretz Yisrael, Asher atah bo shama, that you come to, Lerishta, to inherit, V'noshal goyim rabim miponecha, the goyim will be trembling before you, Hachiti, V'agirgoshi, V'amoyri, all the nations of the land will be over there. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Moshe Rabbeinu, Menosnam Hashem Elokecha lefonecha, v'kisom, you've got to smite these nations, v'chulu, v'loy tzikaris lohem bris, you're not allowed to make a covenant with these nations, v'loy tzichonim, and, Pashtus the Pasuk, you can't show them any favor. If we take a look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara on Avodah Zarah expounds, what's this Issa of Loi Sichonim? Begins with a Mishnah on Yitess on the base, where the Mishnah tells us that a person is Ein Moichrin Lohem B'Mechub L'Karka. You're not allowed to sell to a Goy anything which is attached to the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, Minoani Mili, from where do we know this Issa? So Omar of Yosi Bachanina, tells us, to Omar Kroos, Mefurish Apostle, Loi Sichonim, don't show them any favor. The Gemara Darshans, what does it mean, Loi Sichonim? Loi Sitein Lohem Chaniyo Bekarka. Don't, Chanoi Bekarka, don't give the nations any way of encamping, creating a machaneh for themselves in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Gemara Darshans, Loi Sichonim, they're not allowed to have any Chanoi in the land. Ask the Gemara, Hai Loi Sichonim Evoili, with other things we learn from this Pasuk, that you're not allowed to show favor to them, you're not allowed to praise them. The Gemara says we learn both things, and also, you know, you're not allowed to give a Matnas Chinom. The Gemara says we learn all three Asurim, you can't give a present for free to a Goy, you can't praise them, you Meshabeach them, say, wow, this is you know, someone very, very special, and you can't give them chaniyah in the land. They're not allowed to have the ability to settle and to encamp in the land. Three Isurim we learn from here. The question one might ask is, the Pashtus of the Pasuk is dealing with the Shiva Umois. The Shiva Umois, as it says, Achivi, Amori, Lagigoshi. So perhaps this whole Issa of selling the land is only applicable to the Shiva Umois. We don't know who the Shiva Umois are anymore, and therefore you could really sell to anyone. Tosfos, however, says no. It applies to any Akum. And he says it's Mashma, that is the Pashtus of the Gemara, the Hemshech of the Gemara, because the Gemara brings a story from Shimon ben Gamliel, who was standing at the Beis HaMikdash, and he saw an Akum, Avodas Kochavim, he saw an Avodas, and he was Meshabeach. The Gemara says, how can he do that? The Gemara answers in its own way. Tosfos says, why didn't you answer that this one wasn't from the Shiva Umois? Elomai, this Issa of Lois Sichonim applies to any of the Umois, any Akum, says Tosfos. Now it's interesting, when we address the word Akum, someone, the Pashas, someone's Oyved Koychovim, the Oyved Koychovim means Oyved Avodah Zorah. In Halacha, we need to know, we need to clarify, does that refer to someone who specifically is Oyved an Avodah Zorah? Or is it a generic term for someone who's not Jewish, a goy? And there's a huge nafkaminas to that, as we know. You know, it's a big difference between the various religions. Christianity would be considered avodas koychavim, whereas we know the Bnei Yishmael are not. There's a big difference. Can I sell it to him? It wouldn't be a problem. So, for example, in Yoyredeya, by Hilchas Yayin, Yayin Nesef, so there, we find one halacha in Shulchan Aruch where it says if an akum pours the wine, it's also bano. Another halacha, if the akum touches the wine, then you can't, you know, if you can't drink it. Over there, the taz is mechalik between what akum we're talking about. And he says when it's an issa hano, that's talking about someone who's an oivet koychavim manish, but a regular goy wouldn't be osa bano. And he says, for example, the Bnei Yishma'elim, who are not Oyved Avodas Koychavim, it wouldn't be a problem. So the question over here is, when Tosfos says that yes, this Issa of Lo Yisichonim applies to any Akum, is he referring to anyone who is Oyved Koychavim, is an Oyved Avodas Koychavim? In which case, if it only applies to him, there wouldn't be a problem of selling the land to Bnei Yishmael, which happens. There wouldn't be no Issa at all. Or no, is it a generic term? And there's a Rambam, which is almost Mefurash. Basically, a Mefurash or a Rambam, which says the following, three different Rambams. One, he says, when he's in the mitzvah, Loisaseh, the mitzvah of Nun Aleph, he writes that he brings the Issa of Loisichonim, you're not allowed to sell Karka of Eretz Yisrael to an Akum, and you can't sell it to any Goy, unless, there's one exception, if he's a Ger Toishov. The only person you're allowed to sell land of Eretz Yisrael to, who's not Jewish, is a Ger Toishov. Which means, anyone, including, even if he's not someone who mamish bows down to idols, anyone would be included in that Issa. What's a Ger Toishov? The Rambam says in a different place, someone who's Mekabel, first of all, not serve of his Zorah, but he's also Mekabel upon himself, the Shiva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyah. And that is something which is not really, that would not apply to the Bnei Yishmael. Especially as the Rambam says, Bizman Azeh, we're not even Mekabel a Ger Toishov. So it's not like you can find, let's make a Ger Toishov to sell it to. Bizman Azeh, the Rambam says, it's not Shaykh. It's not applicable. So really, according to the Rambam, it applies. This Issa applies to anyone. And this Sugya is very, very pertinent. Leave Shmita for the moment, anyone who is involved in real estate in Eretz Yisrael, he has to be careful. He can't sell any of his property to a goy. It's mefurish, it's an issa d'oraisa. Ad kedei kach, that the Chazon Ish says, is a Chazon Ish, Now he says you shouldn't even sell it to someone who's choshed on selling it to someone else, who's going to sell it to a goy. So it's a big sugya. Someone has to be very, very careful, especially in certain areas. Baal Kolponim, the Rambam says that it would be an issa d'oraisa to sell land. So that's the starting point. To sell the land of Eretz Yisrael would be completely awesome. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Zatzal, who he wanted to, he was thinking of an Eitza. Yes, selling the land of Eretz Yisrael is a problem. To give them Chaniya in the land that they can encamp is a problem. We can't bring him here because Torah is before us, we don't have Eitza, we don't have bad influence in the land. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, what about if we sell the land derech chalipin? We'll make a switch. You find a guy who owns a property somewhere already in Eretz Yisrael. He's already owned it there for doiros. He owns it. So now let's do a mechira al yedei chalipin. I'll own your little piece of land, and in return, I'll give you my land. How's that going to help? Because says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank that the whole issa l'chayra is to allow a goy to encamp in Eretz Yisrael, to bring his terrible hashbaz into the land of Kedusha. But if he's already got a chaniya, he's already encamped within Eretz Yisrael, what's the nafkamina? He's on the marav, and now we'll give him different land. There's no issa, we're not bringing him in, and we're not changing things. And He brings a modcha. The modcha says, well, he asks a question on the says. The modcha says that chalipin is a form of mechira. So how can you, if chalipin is a form of mechira, so you've got an issa of selling the land. He says the issa is not actually selling the land. If it would be, then it would say loy simka. It doesn't say loy simka, it says loy sechonim. You can't give it to them, you can't allow them to encamp. If someone's already there, then you're in trouble. Then it's okay. If he's already there, you know. That was his suggestion. The Tzitz Eliezer brings from the Chabina Rav. Now, the Chabina Rav, B'derech HaKdomo, was known even amongst the Gedolim. The Gedolim would, of the time, would he was such a gon, they would be sometimes machniah their das to the Chabina Rav. For example, in Hilchas Shabbos, there's a shaila of can one freeze liquid on Shabbos, right? Can I make ice pops? Can I make ice cubes on Shabbos? Put it in the fridge. Is there a problem or not? And many of the poskim say, well, it's a problem of noilad. You're creating from one state to another. And Rav Shlomo Zalman is noita lahatir. Why? Because you're not creating, you're not changing from one status to another, right? It happens to be that the freezer has changed it, but if you take it out of the freezer, it's going to revert already back to its original status, right? Noilad will be changing from A to B without reverting. And Tzitz Eliezer actually says, if you want to say it's also to freeze ice cubes on Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to put your chicken with all its gravy into the fridge, because it's the same thing. But either way, Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to be mekel, but he writes to the end that the Chabina Rav is machmir, and I can't go against his word. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman Hilchos Shabbos, who's the mekel, he doesn't want to go against Chabina Rav. So the Chabina Rav was writing in his Sefer, Dovah Meshorim, he was talking about the sugya of demolishing one Beis HaKnesses almanas to build another one somewhere else. So he brings Yerushalmi, which says that, I think Shem Rabbi Lezer, that even if you're going to build another Beis HaKnesses somewhere else, you're not allowed to demolish the first one. Why? Because it's a separate issue. Demolishing the Beis HaKnesses over here has nothing to do with building it over there. Says the Chabina Rav, this is the Yerushalmi Lishitoso. Why? Because he brings a Tosfos in Brachas, which quotes the Yerushalmi, that there's a special bracha, it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a special bracha if someone is Oika and Akum from Eretz Yisrael, right? He manages to get him outside Eretz Yisrael, there's a special bracha to make, I don't remember the Nusuch B'diuk, So, says the Yerushalmi, even if you manage to be Oika the Akum from the west of Eretz Yisrael, and he just moves to the east of Eretz Yisrael, the Yerushalmi says you still make the bracha, Why? He's still there. He's still encamped within Eretz Yisrael. The Jabina Rav says it's Yerushalmi Shetosai, because Yerushalmi understands that kol shetach v'shetach, each and every piece, mishtachei ha'aretz, every single piece of Eretz Yisrael, is considered its, with its own kedusha. And therefore, just like, just because you're being oikim from over here, right? So he's going to have his encampment over there on the other side. Yerushalmi says you still make the bracha because on this place, this part of Eretz Yisrael, I've been oikim his chaniya from this part of Eretz Yisrael, even though he's going to over there. So says the Chabina Rav, that l'chayra we see from here, and the Tzitzi Eliezer brings this as a raya, that to do a mechira al yedei chalipin, right, would still be an issa, because even though he was in one place and he's gone to another place, so this, he's created for himself a new encampment in another part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Tzitzi Eliezer says, doing it derech chaniyah would be certainly considered a problem. So really, to understand heta mechira, it's important, and it's something which happens today, it's important to understand a little bit of the historical background. How did this come about? If it's seemingly, there's an issa to sell to a goy, even al yedei chalipin, it doesn't seem to be okay. How did it come about in the first place? So lemaisa, in the year 1881, right at the beginning of the Yishuv, there were a few farmers in Eretz Yisrael, and the leadership of it was under Rav Shmuel Salant, and Rav Shmuel Salant told everyone, you've got to prepare yourself, it's going to be difficult, but we're going to be keep Shmita, Kilchosoi, and Kachava. It was difficult, but they prepared themselves. By the time it came to the next Shmita, there were already more farmers. It was a bigger Yishuv, but the situation was more dire. And there was like a shaila of Pikuach Nefesh, if we leave our land. And the Shaila went to Europe, and Rav Shmuel Salant and the Gedolim Eretz Yisrael said, we're going to do it again. But there was a delegation who went to Europe, and they went to Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, the great Gaon. And he said that we can find an Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? If we sell the land, Lezman, we'll sell the land for 2 years, the year of Shemitah, and 6 months before and 6 months after, to make it less of a haram. But we're going to sell it for the time. That way, right? That way, if it's only Lezman, then there's no problem of Chaniyah, because it's not, you know, he's going to be out within 2 years. That was his Eitzah. And there was already starting to be a following after that. However, the other Gedolim in Europe at the time were argued, the Beis Halevi, the Netziv, they argued on his Svara. Because who says, well, you're going to be mechalek, you're going to differentiate between a chaniya and a zman? Who says it has to be forever? For these 2 years, he's going to be encamped here. He's going to bring his ashpots. It's going to be a completely osa. That was that Shemitah. It was already a division. And the next Shemitah, there was a Rav in Eretz Yisrael by the name of Rav Naftali Hertz. And Rav Naftali Hertz came up with a different Eitzah, because there were a lot of people cholik on Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, if it's Lezman, who says to differentiate. That he said, you know what we're going to do? We're not going to sell the land Lezman, we're just going to sell all the fruit trees together with the land that they require. Just that amount of land. And it'll be a mechira l'olam. Obviously with the understanding with the guy that we'll get it back afterwards, but it's going to be a mechira l'olam. So why is that any better? Because here, you're not selling the land, you're just selling the trees and what it requires. But now, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said, fakir, he was machlis, they say, he said, that's not a good eitzah either, because the land you're selling, even though it's, you know, it's only for the trees, but it's bottled to the land, and you're selling it la'olam, it's much worse than my idea. The next Shmita, they combined the two together.
Isn't it better, because there's nowhere for a goy to live? If you only sell the tree with the land immediately beneath it,
yeah, so that was
nowhere to live.
So that was his idea, but I think he was saying you're still selling land. You're still selling an amount of land, so it could fall into the category. The next Shmitah, they combined the two together with a sort of a tanai. Either if it's better this way, like Rietzel Chonam, should be like this, and if it's better this way, we'll do it that way. A split happened. There were those who followed Shmuel Salant all the way through, and there are those who went with the Heta Mechira. It's important to note, though, that Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan and the Gedolim at the time were trying to find Eitzes. They only did it with the understanding that there's a matzav of a Pekuach Nefesh, and they also only allowed a goy to do malacha on the land, and only malacha which is midrabanon anyway. Certain malachas on the land are also midraisa, certain are mutter midrabanon. They only allowed a goy to do it, which the rabbon was, but in a matzav of pekuach nefesh. But eventually, there was a split which occurred. We can ask ourselves a question. And that is Lemaisa, right? There's those who follow Heta Mechira and there are those who don't. Lemaisa, we can ask ourselves, it's sold. The land is sold. Right? That means there are those who sell the land. I find myself in a supermarket. Why would there be any problem with me buying this produce? Yes, according to the many, many poskim, the actual sale was done for Issa, but now that it's sold, why can't I buy it? Why can't I eat it? Is there any problem with that? I mean, eating it without Kedushas Shvi'as. So the Chazon Ish says, and he was really the one who led the opposition against Heta Mechira, he said there are various reasons why the Mechira is not even Chal. The Mechira is not even valid. Why is the Mechira not valid? So he says, we know the klal of Ein Shliach L'Dva Avera. Right? There's the Beis Din who sells the land of Eretz Yisrael for everyone. They do it on everyone's behalf. But at Kama, that we have understood that there's an Issa D'Oraisa to sell the land. They are being our shluchim, they are being our messengers. And therefore, we apply the concept of Ein Shliach L'Dva Avera. So it's not going to work. He's not my Shliach. So the Mechira doesn't work. Yes, and Ochanami says the Chazon Ish, if you want to do it on your individual land, you own one piece of land and you want to sell it, that won't apply. You're right. But what happens, Lemaisa, is that the Beis Din sells the whole of Eretz Yisrael on behalf of everyone. Ein Shliach L'Dva Avera. Number one. Number two is, says the Chazon Ish, is a person really goyme umakne? Is he really in his heart want this sale to happen? Because the Shulchan Aruch Chosh Mishpat says, if you have a sale, if you make a sale, and you don't want it to happen, you don't really mean for it to happen, it's not chal at all. If it's a real haromo, it's not going to work. So many people ask, what's the difference between Heta Mechira, where there seems to be this great opposition, and Mechira's Chometz, right? Mechira's Chometz as well. We all know, you've got your whole collection of whiskies. You've got your whole collection of whiskies. Sell it to a guy. Fine, you're going to drink after. It's fine. After Pesach, you're going to have it back again. What's the difference between Heta Mechira and Mechira's Chometz? So says the Chazon Ish, that a person is be'emes goyme u'makne in his heart, that he wants to sell the Chometz. Why? Because he's so worried about the Issa of Bali Roy, Bali Motza, he doesn't want to be over Chas V'Shalom and any of the Isurim. He really, therefore, takes it upon himself. He doesn't want to have anything to do with it over Pesach, and he sells it. Masha Einkein says the Chazon Ish, why are you selling it now? Do you think a person is going to be goymo makne in his heart to sell the whole of Eretz Yisrael? In order, just for what reason? To be mafkia from all the mitzvahs of Shvi'ez? Person doesn't want to sell Eretz Yisrael. So it's much more of a haroma. And there's no fear of, if you don't sell it, you're going to be over on Isurim. Because on the contrary, you're just getting rid of mitzvahs. So he says the Chazon Ish, the whole thing is one haroma. And as it says in Chosh Mishpok, to haroma, the mechira is not chal. Finally, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Derech Emuna writes another reason. He says that there is what's now in Eretz Yisrael in the civil law, that something called the tabu. I think that's how you... Tabu?
Tabu.
Tabu. That's what the tabuk. And that, as far as I'm aware, is the land registry. That whenever you sell, there's a sale of land, sell your flat, your house, any land at all, it has to be registered within the civil law. So he says that this heta mechira is bichlal not registered. It's not registered. If it was registered, yeah, then the guy who buys the whole land will be able to legally do whatever he wants with it. Right? And it's not registered. So he says, civil law is not going to uphold any of this mechira. In halacha, we're not going to be able to uphold the mechira either. And more than that as well, just coming on back onto the previous point, the Mishnah Brura writes, by mechiras chometz, you really have to allow the guy, if he knocks onto your door on Pesach, you have to allow him to drink the whiskey, to whatever he wants he can take. Yeah, afterwards he might have to settle the account, but you have to allow him in. But are we going to allow someone to come in to any land he wants, can start building there? It's felt in a person's das. For these three reasons, a little twist therefore, the title of the shiur was Heta Mechira, Issa Mechira. It comes out neither, that's the truth, right? You can't, there's no Heta to sell it, but there's no Issa to sell it either, because according to Chazon Ish, there's no Mechira. So even though they're going to try to sell it, there won't be Oiva on the Issa, because the Mechira was never Chal in the first place. So Lamaisa, it's a big machloikas, but Chazon Ish was knowing if there is Heta Mechira, it's just regular, it's got Kedushas Shvius, Peiris, and it has to be dealt with accordingly. She'll have a year Be'ez Hashem, she'll be Zoicha to Tzvisi, Espirchosi, and a Shnas Yeshua v'Geula. Amen.